Hi, my name is Nathan Nella, and I'm the founder and director of Be The Riot, helping organisations to implement belonging, equity, diversity and inclusion, BEDI for short, into their organisational strategy and wider organisational culture. This video is a part of I Am Learning's BEDI campaign. So why is BEDI important? Well, I think to begin with, as individuals, we all want to find a place of work where we feel comfortable, where we're able to perform at our best, and also where we're able to thrive, and also progress. So whether that means progressing within the organisation, or in some way being able to progress within our careers. Another side to this is belonging, which is, you know, this sense of we're able to meaningfully participate within the organisation that we're a part of. And we don't have to edit ourselves or change who we truly are in order to do that. We don't have to hide certain aspects of our identity or downplay certain aspects of our background. We can be our true, authentic selves and still be an equally sort of valued and respected member of the team. Organisations that really do prioritise belonging, equity, diversity and inclusion should welcome people from all kinds of backgrounds and all kinds of different identities, and essentially give everyone a fair chance to succeed, right? So it's not fair that any individual should be held back by their gender, by their sexual orientation, by their age, by whether or not they have a disability, by their race, their ethnicity or social economic background, or anything else that relates to who they are. We find that there are a number of benefits to organizations that do prioritize BEDI, specifically around diversity, where we find that organizations that are made up of people from diverse backgrounds, there's a lot of research that tells us that this means they're going to be more innovative. It means that they're going to have more lived experiences, and people with different perspectives in the room that helps to form and shape a sort of more innovative decision-making and better problem-solving as well. And then for the other aspects, the equity side, the belonging side and inclusion side, organizations that prioritize these allow for their employees to feel confident, to feel able to share their thoughts, their feedback, constructive feedback, and put forward ideas, right, to do things differently, which really does benefit the organization in the long term. Another finding is that inclusion or BEDI really does create a sense of sort of people wanting to stay within the organization and really benefits retention. It's an important point to note because a lot of organizations will focus on representation and diversity. But actually, when you focus on aspects of belonging, inclusion, and equity, it means that we're focusing on the aspects of the working culture that allow people to meaningfully participate. And this is what's proven to essentially what make people want to stay within the organization for longer. And so my final point really on this is that centering BEDI is a priority that means thinking about the long-term success of the organization. And it's ultimately about prioritizing your greatest asset as an organization, which is your people. Why is creating a culture of BEDI so challenging? And where do we tend to go wrong? Well, the first place I start is actually just by looking at the society that we live in. Within society, we do have issues of gender inequality. We have issues of racial, ethnic inequality, have issues of disability exclusion and inequality, issues of homophobia, biphobia, and transphobia, and so many other challenges that affect so many people. Well, these same issues and challenges exist within the workplace as well. Oftentimes what we see within organizations is that they're not truly representative of the diverse society that we live in. And we can often see this as well based on where people sit within the organization. So we tend to see that certain groups or people who identify in a certain way are much more likely to be in the senior leadership positions within an organization. And so, although perhaps in more junior roles, we see a lot of diversity, we see that that diversity tends to trail off the higher up we go within an organization. So these challenges are there. And of course, they do stem from discrimination and overall inequality. Some of the things that we can speak about are, of course, overt instances of discrimination. There are some very obvious examples. For example, a hiring manager who decides not to give a person the job opportunity because of their religious background. Or perhaps it's in a group of colleagues making sexist jokes within the workplace. Of course, these are overt challenges, but then on the other hand, you've also got the sort of more covert, subtle issues that take place as well. So if you think about things like implicit bias, and so if you take that same example of the hiring manager who explicitly says that they're not going to hire someone because of their religious background, we still see this happening in an implicit way as well, where perhaps you have two candidates who are both equally qualified to do the role. They both have the experience, they both have the education, but the person who tends to fit in the organization a bit better based on all of these aspects that we've spoken about, whether it's gender, religion, etc. That can often stem from a place of implicit bias. And so these are issues that need to be challenged as well. We can see in other day-to-day actions and interactions and activities within the workplace. So for example, a team decide to put on a social event, and they decide to have that social event at a venue that isn't accessible or isn't easily accessible for wheelchair users or people with mobility difficulties. Well, that simple action of not thinking about the needs of others means that someone could end up being excluded. And so interactions like that, of course, make it very difficult for those people on experiencing them on the receiving end to feel that sense of belonging within the workplace. So another thing to think about actually is that there are a lot of statistics out there, really terrible statistics actually, that highlight the challenges that do exist for certain groups within society. So we find that women, people of color, people from less privileged social economic backgrounds, people who identify as LGBTQ+, and people with disabilities all experience challenges within the workplace. It begins with hiring. So you're much more likely to experience discrimination at the hiring stage if you are a person who is part of one of these groups or comes from a similar background. You're also a lot less likely to experience being paid fairly. You're also more likely to experience some of the overt and covert discrimination that happens, whether that be microaggressions or whether it be bullying, victimization, and harassment. And you're also a lot less likely to be able to progress into management and leadership positions within the organization. So these are really quite terrible statistics that we see across a wide range of different industries. Organizations that prioritize BEDI have a real opportunity to ensure that their organization isn't also contributing to these terrible statistics, and actually that they're doing something completely different. Stamping out discrimination is a really important step, but it isn't everything. It's also about removing barriers. It's also about creating an environment where it doesn't matter who you are, what background you're from, how you identify, you're able to thrive within the organization, contribute your best, and to actually see your hard work rewarded as well and gain a real sense of fulfillment. How do you create a culture that reflects BEDI principles? I'm going to give you five practical things that an organization can do. One is to understand the barriers. Every organization has its own sort of unique, specific challenges that may exist in relation to BEDI. So this means listening to people. It means recognizing their needs. It also means really looking for, you know, areas of improvement and opportunities to do things differently. Point two is to establish a vision, a specific vision for your organization that incorporates BEDI into what it is that you're about, your mission, your brand, and doing this in a way that makes sure that the principles of BEDI are embedded into your mission, your values, that they can actually influence the ways of working and influence culture. So it's not just about doing extracurricular initiatives, but actually thinking about how BEDI principles can really be embedded in all of the ways that you approach your work as an organization. Point three is to directly address the problems. And so this means taking a zero tolerance approach to discrimination to ensure that it's completely stamped out within the organization in whatever format that it sort of manifests. And so on this, it's important to have very clear policies that outline what's not acceptable and what's inappropriate, and also to ensure that there are procedures behind that as well, and that people are able to report challenges in relation to discrimination. The other side to that is actually being an organization that is truly held to account. So it shouldn't matter who you are within the organization, what level you're at, everyone should be held to account for inappropriate behavior. And I think another side to this is actually addressing some of the more subtle challenges that may appear. And this may be in relation to ways of working as well. And so some of the ways that you can uncover these different challenges might be through diversity monitoring at all levels across the organization. It could be in pay gap reporting. It could be in reviewing the recruitment process to ensure that your processes are inclusive and do aim to reduce bias and discrimination. And so these are just some of the things that you can do to directly address the problems. Point four is creating opportunities to address inequity. And so within this, you can consider things like creating apprenticeship programs that specifically reach out to people from underrepresented groups. It could be thinking about the different community partnerships that you hold and how you're giving access to various different groups of people, depending on what it is that your organization does. Point five is to have clear goals in mind. So again, it's not as simple as throwing a few ideas out there and running a few initiatives. It's really about thinking, what is it that we need our organization to change and to be doing differently? What are some of those measurable goals? And so making sure that you have those in place. Some of the different ways that you can track culture change might be through surveys, it might be through focus groups. It also can be in things like your performance management processes or your performance review processes, and ensuring that everyone has specific goals relating to BEDI within their roles, and are having conversations about these regularly and being held to account based on their performance. So these are just five things, practical things that an organization can do to embed BEDI. How do you create a culture that reflects BEDI as an individual? So I'm going to give you five practical things that you can do as an individual to truly have an influence within your organization. Point one is making an effort to understand workplace issues relating to BEDI. So this means educating yourself on lived experiences of others, educating yourself on some of the things that other organizations are doing to address certain challenges that may exist. Absolutely loads of information available online, lots of information in articles, blogs, YouTube videos, etc., and so many different books that have been written about various BEDI topics. So it's pretty accessible to learn about some of the things that you perhaps don't know already. Point two, recognizing that you do also have an influence, and you directly influence workplace culture by how you approach your work and of course how you treat other people, whether that be colleagues or whether that be others that you interact with day to day. It's not just down to HR or your people team. It's not just down to leadership. Every single one of us impact workplace culture. Linked to that is point three, which is don't be a bystander. So this is important. It's very difficult to be that person who is on the receiving end of inappropriate behavior and then actually speak out in defense of yourself. It's much easier when your colleagues are able to do that for you. And so it's important that we all take that on board and try to support our colleagues when we do experience them, we do witness them experiencing inappropriate behaviors, perhaps it's inappropriate comments or comments that might make them feel uncomfortable, or anything like that. And sometimes this means calling the person out, sometimes it means being quite direct, but it doesn't always mean that. Sometimes the best approach is simply to take someone to the side and have a conversation with them, letting them know that the thing that they did or said wasn't appropriate and giving them the reasons why. Point four is to make sure you're sharing ideas and giving feedback. So whenever you notice something, perhaps it's in the ways of working within the organization, perhaps it's in relation to a certain group of stakeholders or a certain group of service users or consumers that don't seem to be getting the same access or the same support that your organization is able to provide or offer, highlight these challenges and provide that feedback and think about ways that things can be done differently and support the organization to take a more inclusive approach. Point five is basically, if BEDI is something that you're passionate about, there are definitely things that you can set up and initiatives that you can take the lead on. So some small, perhaps small and simple things that you could do might be setting up a BEDI book club where you and a group of colleagues look at a series of different books highlighting various different BEDI topics, and you commit to learning together over a period of time. There's many different initiatives that you could lead on, and everyone should play their part in creating an inclusive culture within any organization.